As the war between Israel and Hamas enters its fourth month, Palestinians fleeing the violence have packed themselves into the southernmost major city in Gaza. The UN estimates 1.7 million people are taking shelter in and around Rafah. They are living in tents or makeshift shelters made of wood and nylon. NPR producer Anas Baba found the living conditions to be desperate, as he reported back to NPR's Becky Sullivan in Tel Aviv.
The tents and shelters in Rafah have sprung up everywhere over the past few weeks, on the streets, in the courtyards of hospitals and schools, on once empty patches of desert. A few have even set up on top of destroyed buildings, like Samir Saleh, who evacuated Gaza City in October and now lives with his family in a tent atop a flat piece of rubble. He felt this spot was safe because it had already been targeted, so they won't hit it again, he hopes. The population in Rafah has soared since mid-December. More than half the population of Gaza has squeezed into this small area to try to avoid the fighting. Juliet Tuma, a spokesperson for the UN agency that aids Palestinians, visited Rafah earlier this week.
So you look outside the window of one of our facilities, and all I could see was the sea of these makeshift structures.
Before the war, tents in Gaza were for recreation, like a family day at the beach. A high-quality tent might have cost 200 shekels, or about $50. Now, prices are much higher, and that's if you're lucky enough to get an actual tent. Many people have had to buy planks of wood and sheets of nylon to cobble together their own makeshift shelter. Palestinians in Rafah told NPR they're spending the equivalent of up to $800 on tents or the supplies to make them. Yasser al-Amour shows off his shelter, built up against a concrete fence. The other walls are thin, translucent plastic sheets. The ceiling is a rug. The only things inside are thin mattresses and blankets. He pulls out a few scraps of wood, like extra bits left over from a 2x4. The situation is dire, he says. May God help us. The conditions inside the tent areas are terrible, Palestinians say. It's crowded, there's no toilets or running water. Nighttime temperatures have dipped into the 40s, and it's been raining. Most tents aren't waterproof. There are pests, too, says Ayman Bar, who evacuated to Rafah from the Maghazi refugee camp in central Gaza. You can see worms already here. Bugs and lizards are everywhere. I killed a snake inside the tent the other day, he says. Bar has 13 children. The family's first tent cost about $500, he said. Then he had to buy supplies for a second tent to help house the rest of his family. It's been 10 days since he last had a shower. All I want is to live in dignity and freedom and to be back home, he says, if only it's still standing. Palestinians in the tent areas say that aid workers have surveyed them about their needs, but aid is slow in coming. Some say they waited weeks for a tent or shelter materials. Others have received nothing. I asked Juliet Tuma of the UN how many tents they have handed out so far.
We've given some, but we ran out early on, and we're not getting enough in, and we should be getting more in.
The UN estimates a shortage of 50,000 family-sized tents in Gaza. Some of them may be waiting just on the other side of Gaza's borders. Earlier this month, U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, where aid is inspected by Israelis before it enters Gaza. There, the senator saw a warehouse full of humanitarian goods that had been rejected by the Israelis. Workers told him that included tents.
The speculation was that some of them had metal poles in them, and somehow those could be used by Hamas to fashion weapons. Despite the fact that you have thousands and thousands of Gazans without shelter as the weather gets very cold.
Israel says it must inspect the aid to ensure that nothing is stolen by Hamas for military use. The UN and other aid groups have called for a smoother inspection process. The Israeli bombardment has left much of Gaza in ruins. Some estimates say that 80% of buildings in northern Gaza are damaged or destroyed, and the UN now says that at least 500,000 Palestinians no longer have a home to return to. Samir Saleh, the man who set up his tent on a destroyed building, said he was wealthy before the war. He owned a house in a town just south of Gaza City, along with two apartments nearby. But the bombardment started quickly and has continued intensely, he said. We had to run only with the clothes we were wearing, he says. Salah doesn't know what the condition of his homes are now. Instead, his family lives in a simple shelter made of nylon and 8 planks of wood. He doesn't even have a mattress. He sleeps only on a blanket he got from an aid group. A cousin gave him another one to stay warm. With Anas Baba and Rafa, I'm Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.